السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم. All praise to Allah. Peace be upon the final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all his family members, and all the companions, and all the believers until the last day. Dear brothers in Islam, today in this khutbah, I would like to just share with you a very important topic. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you, all of us, the tawfiq to understand and to practice the same in our life. The topic what I have going to discuss today in this Jum'ah, the vision of parenting in the light of Quran. Dear brothers in Islam, the first thing that I want to mention here, we as Muslim, we believe one of the most difficult job that a human, as Muslim, we have, that is parenting. As the duty is difficult, it is somewhat a challenging one. InshaAllah, the reward what we are expecting from Almighty Allah, that also will be a high reward by having a successful parenting in our life. I hope InshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq to be a successful parent in our life. Dear brothers in Islam, when we talk about this important topic, the first I want to start my Jum'ah with a beautiful ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the later part of Surah Al-Furqan, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The people whom has been called Ibadur Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in that particular surah, they will be keep on praying from Almighty Allah two special dua. One of the dua is, they never forget to ask from Almighty Allah this particular thing, that is, O Allah, O my Lord, hablana, give us, min azwajina, from our wives, wa zurriyatina, and from our children, qurrata a'yunin, the comfort of eyes, the coolness of eyes, wa ja'alna, and O Allah, make us, lil muttaqina imama, the heads of pious people. The important this particular dua, every Muslim, the Ibadur Rahman, in each and every their salah, every time they stand in front of Allah, they used to ask from Allah, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Dear brothers, what can be the meaning of this particular dua? That we have to understand, it has a very deeper meaning. As a father, what is the happiest moment in our life? Some parents, they believe the happiest moment in their life, the day their children are graduating. The happiest day in their life, that is the day they are seeing their children performing their education. The happiest day in their life, the day they see their children performing well in their business or in their career. What should be and what's supposed to be the happiest moment in our life? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sometimes it can give you a kind of comfort, a kind of happiness. But in fact, the real happiness, it contains in on only particular thing. There is no any happiness other than that. So that thing, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi also, after mentioning this ayah, he says, تقرة عين المؤمن أن يرى زوجته وأولاده مطيعين لله عز وجل. The time where we can enjoy the coolness of eye, the time where we can have the comfort of our eyes, it is the time where we see our wife, the time we see our spouse, the time we see our children obeying the command of Allah. That is the time where a human can be at the most happiest person who lives on the face of the earth. May Allah make all of us, give us this opportunity to have the qurratu ayn from our spouses and from our children. We have to see them obeying, fulfilling the command of Allah. If you can see that, definitely that qurratu ayn, you will be bestowed with that ni'mah, bestowed with that bounty of Almighty Allah. It's not going to end up in this world. It's going to be with you until you enter the Jannah. Then, this is the one of our parenting mission that we have to achieve in our life. In order to achieve this qurratu ayn, we have to make our spouse and children in a way where they can give us this qurratu ayn. Then what we have to give them? What's supposed to be the mission of our parenting? That is what we have to understand in this khutbah. Dear brothers, today it is something very common. You can see, you can go to a small nursery, or to a college, or to any other places. Everywhere at the time you enter, you can see the mission and the mission statement is written in front of you. They will directly or indirectly, they will say you, we are working here as a team. End of the day, through our services, we have to achieve and we have to come to the stage and we are fulfilling our mission. If we can achieve that, if we can come to that status, alhamdulillah, we are perfect and we have done. That is the day we will be successful. If we supposed to have a vision for each and everything that we have to do, one of the most noble action, the noble deed what we do in our life, that is the parenting. Do we know what is the mission Allah has set for the parenting? There are parents that I have seen in my life. At the time they start their parenting, they are setting their own vision for the parenting. Some of the parents, they are achieving it. Some of them, they are missing it. Even though among the parents who have achieved their mission, some of them, even though after they have achieved their mission, still, and the vision still, they feel they are missing something. What are they missing? If that's supposed to be the real vision and the mission, after achieving that mission, they're supposed to be happy in their life. Supposed to be happy in their life because they have achieved what they're supposed to be achieved. But unfortunately, after achieving this mission and division, what they have set for their parenting, still they feel something missing. The reason, we can set anything as a mission to our parenting, but on top of everything, Allah has given us a mission. In case if we are missing to fulfilling that one, we can set any kind of mission, but still we feel we are missing something. Do we know what is that mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? That is something very important. If we can understand that, then bringing up the children, fulfilling the duties of parents, it will be something very easy. The mission, it should be something very common. It cannot be something very special for wealthy people. Or the mission, it cannot be restricted. The parents who are educated, then the parents who are not educated, they won't be able to achieve this mission. Then the mission, what Allah has set in the Quran, that is something very unique. It is something very common. The parents from any ground, they can achieve that. That is something very easy and very simple. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning in the Surah Al-Tahrim. That is the ayah that we have to understand very clearly. But the beauty of that ayah is, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the vision of parenting, on the very beginning of the ayah, Allah is talking about a particular issue happened during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unfortunately, that issue is taking place between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife. There was a dispute between Rasulullah and his wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to an extent. Had Umar radiallahu anhu, he came as an arbitrator, and Umar radiallahu anhu, he submitted and he gave some solution to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, This is my humble solution. This should be the ideal way where we have to deal this issue. If we can deal this issue in this way, I hope we can overcome this situation. The dispute, it's not taking place out of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. It's taking place between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wife, the arbitrator who has come in, that is Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning that particular incident, after giving the solution, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, not commanding only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message is given to Rasulullah and all the believers until the last day. Allah says, after discussing that particular issues, actually the time is not giving me, permitting me to discuss that one in detail. Allah says, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving the solution to Rasulullah, oh ya Rasulullah, not only you, there can be any issue in your life. We never say all the parents are perfect. And we have to believe no perfect parents on the earth. And there is no perfect children also on the earth. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, within his house, if there can be some dispute is taking place, definitely our houses can be filled with disputes. But among this, we have to achieve this mission. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning there. Because of we have some kind of these minor issues, because of we have some kind of dispute between you and your wife, you cannot neglect your kids. You cannot neglect your children. In any case, if that happens, irrespective of this situation, you will be punished. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say. Allah says, O ya Rasulullah, not only you, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. All believers, that include Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. What is your duty? Qu anfusakum. Irrespective of any situation, the first and foremost job, duty, what you have to do, protect yourself from the hellfire. The duty and the respect and the duty what you have, it is not only restricted to yourself. قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. The second duty what you have to do, the first thing, you have to protect yourself from the hellfire. The second one, you protect your family from the hellfire. This is the mission of your parenting. I want to ask you one particular question. Dear brothers in Islam, if you supposed to face your death right now, are you sure you have done your best to protect yourself from hellfire? That is your primary duty. There is another question you have. You didn't die, but your spouse can pass away. Or one of your child can pass away. After reaching age of 12 or 13 or 14 and 15, if your wife is passing away, if one of your children is passing away after passing the age of 13, 14, 15, have you done your responsibility in order to protect them from hellfire? If you have done that, you are the successful parent who lives on the face of the earth. If you have not done that, you can give them any facility, but still you are an unsuccessful parent who lived on this earth. Allah says in the Quran, listen to me, what a beautiful ayah. قُلْ وَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You say them, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ. You know the real losers who are them. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ. There are people who lose themselves in the hereafter. They are the real losers. But Allah says, not only them. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ. There are some people, they can be successful in hereafter. They can enter the Jannah. But unfortunately, they will lose their family. Do you think you can enter the Jannah? MashaAllah, you can have a joyful, a happyful life inside the Jannah while your parents, your wife is punished inside the Naar. While your own kids has been punished by the fire. The foods and the drinks what has been provided to you, even the one sip of water, one mouth of the food, feeding them or giving them that drink is haram for you. You are eating, You are enjoying, you are having the all kind of comfort at the same time. Your wife has been punished. Your kids has been punished. Do you think this one, after entering the Jannah, still he will be happy? Allah says, there are people who have been losing after entering the Jannah by losing their family on that day. Are you going to be among them? Are you going to be among them? It is our primary responsibility in the parenting. There is a very simple one. Have you done your duty to protect yourself and your family from the hellfire? If you have done that, then you are the successful parent on the earth. But unfortunately today, we see the parents. We see parents who never like their daughter, their son, tearing a drop of tear at any moment of his life. He never liked that. He will try his best to give them his best. But unfortunately, if he can't afford that, if he can't bear that, do you think the same parent will be patient at the time the angels will pull his wives and the kids' legs and they are throwing them inside the hellfire? Definitely, we can't be patient on that day. If you want to give them the real happiness, if you want to enjoy the real successfulness in your life, make your spouse, make your kids as real pious people who lives on this earth, and inshallah, you will be bestowed with the qurratu ayn, the coolness of eyes in this dunya, as well as you can live as a family in hereafter as well. This is the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us, that we have to be supposed to fulfill during our parenting time. Have we done that? This is the question what I have today. We are focusing on the education of a child. We are focusing on many things. Are we focusing on our child's spirituality? Are we focusing on our child to give him the good manners, good qualities, to be a good person who lives on the earth? Have we done that? In order to make him enter the Jannah, in order to make him a pious person, in order to make him a muttaqi, in order to make him a mu'min, in order to make him a good, successful Muslim, have we done that? This is a question what we have. Dear brothers, sometimes there are some parents whom like Nuh alayhi salam. Whom like Nuh alayhi salam? Nuh alayhi salam, we know, he is a Nabi who was doing the da'wah for the more than 950 years, as Quran states. But within that 950 years, Nuh alayhi salam could not convince his wife, could not convince his son to be a Muslim. The Nuh, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about Nuh alayhi salam in Surah An-Nuh, he was the prophet who fulfilled his duty for the level that perfection is very high. Nuh alayhi salam, he will start his da'wah in the morning. He will go behind the people. He will call them towards the Islam, towards the oneness of Almighty Allah, to worship Allah, to not to associate a partner to Allah. But with this time, when Nuh alayhi salam coming to them, they used to keep their finger inside their eyes and close their eyes. They don't want to listen to Nuh alayhi salam. But still, with this condition, Nuh alayhi salam continuing his da'wah for the 950 years. The Nuh who was worrying about his community for this level, do you think Nuh was neglecting his wife? Nuh was neglecting his own child? Definitely, Nuh alayhi salam was paying more attention to his son than his community, because he is the one who is with him three times a day. The wife who sleeps with Nuh alayhi salam every day at the night. The Nuh who cares about his society. Definitely, Nuh alayhi salam did his best to his family, but unfortunately, Allah did not want to give them the hidayah, for any reason Allah has wishes. But Nuh alayhi salam did his best. Look at the ayah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Nuh alayhi salam was a successful parent on the earth. He went to an extent where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nuh alayhi salam, you have crossed the boundary. You can't do this. You can't do this. After 950 years time, அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா ரிவீல் தி ஆயத் டு நூஹ் அலைஹி ஸலாம். நூஹ் இன்னஹு லயுமின மின் கௌமிக இல்லா மன் கத் ஆமன் ஃபலா தப்தஇஸ் பிமா கானு யஃபஅலூன். டுடே வி ஹவ் சீல்ட் தி ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் யுவர் கம்யூனிட்டி. ஃப்ரம் டுடே ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் நோ ஒன் கோயிங் டு பீ எ பிலீவர். வி ஹவ் சீல்ட் தி ஹார்ட் among the people who have been, the whose heart has been sealed. Nuh alayhi salam wife is there, Nuh alayhi salam son is there, but Nuh alayhi salam perfectly know the heart has been sealed, but still Nuh alayhi salam did not lose the hope among them, over them. He tried his best, he went up to the extent. Nuh alayhi salam, he built the ship. Nuh alayhi salam now traveling on the ship, started to rain. Now the flood is starting. Nuh alayhi salam, ship is starting to move. Nuh alayhi salam, in this moment, he called his son, "Oh my son." He did not say, "Allahu Akbar." He talked to him very politely, "Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana." Oh my beloved son, still you have the opportunity. But Allah says, already we have sealed their heart. But Nuh alayhi salam had the hope on Allah, said, "Oh my beloved son, you can get into the ship. I will protect you. I will protect you." Then Nuh alayhi salam, he said, "Oh my beloved father, I don't need you. I'm going to climb that mountain. I'm going to go into the peak of that mountain. I believe I can save myself." He said, "Innahu la aasima al-yawma min amrillah." No one can protect you from the punishment of Allah. Oh my son, you have opportunity. Don't come to the ship. Get into the ship. He will look after you. Then the flood came, he was drawn. He's puzzled. It's right. After this happened, Nuh alayhi salam, again, he raised his hands towards Allah. He said, "Oh Allah, you said you will protect me and my family. I know my son is one of my family member. You have to save me from the hellfire." Or did he pass away? Allah said, "Nuh, how can you believe that your son is one of your family member? Innahu amalun ghayru salih. He was not a pious person who lived on the earth with you. He never believed in me. He never did the sujood for me at least one in his life." This was the Nuh alayhi salam. How Nuh alayhi salam fulfilled his duty. If you have done your duty for this level, still your spouse and the children, if they are not coming to the straight path, then your duty is over. Without doing any of these things, believing that alhamdulillah we have given them our best and we have given them everything, still if they are not performing well and they are not doing what they are supposed to do, claiming that, I think still we have not our duty, what we are supposed to do. Just winding up my khutbah, saying one particular example. I think that will give you a great message to all of us. There is a famous Arabic poem. It says, وَالنَّشْءُ إِنْ أَهْمَلْتَهُ طِفْلًا تَعَثَّرَ فِي الْكِبَرِ. It says, one day, small child, he was walking with his father in a garden. The child saw a palm tree. It is not straight. It has gone, on a different shape. It's not straight. It seems it's going like this. Now this, after seeing that one, the child, there was a piece of rope also there. The child wanted to take that rope and to tie that one in that palm tree. And he said to father, "Oh my father, can you help me?" He said, "Why? What do you want? You have to come and you have to pull. I'm going to tie this rope on that palm tree. I'm going to pull that and make it straight. Because it's going like this. Palm tree is supposed to be like a coconut tree, straight. It's going like this. Now I'm going to tie up this rope and I'm going to pull that. You have to help me to pull that palm tree and to make it straight." In that time, that father said to that child, "Oh my beloved son, we can't do it now. We can't do it now. You know why? The tree has grown up. Now it is big. It's not so easy to pull it and make it straight. I believe that we have understood this message before it's too late. Before the opportunity is missed, we have to take the due responsibility to fulfill it. In any case, if that opportunity is missed, This is the light, the person who is trying to make the palm tree straight, but unfortunately it has gone big, it has gone, but it's not the time where he can try his best to make it straight. But if someone has seen that years before, he had the opportunity to make it straight, but unfortunately no one was aware about that at that time. This is the responsibility what we have right now. This is our parenting. In any case, if we did not fulfill that, definitely the day will come. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا الْيَوْمِ. The people who have denied, the next ayah in Surah Al-Tahrim, Allah says, oh, the people who have denied my ni'mah, my bounty. What is the bounty? The bounty of children. The bounty of parenting. If you have denied that, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا الْيَوْمِ, do not excuse today that your time is gone. Not only here, they will be punished. In order that you have not fulfilled your duty, you also will be punished with them. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. And may Allah keep all of us a qurratu a'in, the coolness of eye from our children. If the simple thing to achieve this qurratu a'in in our life, we have to make sure that we have done our duty, we have fulfilled our duty in order to protect our children and our wife from the hellfire. If you have done that, you are the successful parent who lives on the earth. May Allah make all of us, you know, among the successful parents, and give us the opportunity to, to enjoy the qurratu ayn from our spouses as well as from our children. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.